I'm Ricky Bevington. A controversial religious liberty bill is on its way to Georgia Governor Nathan Deal. The state legislature passed the Free Exercise Protection Act Wednesday. Supporters say the measure protects people's constitutional right to freely exercise their religion. Critics say it amounts to legalized discrimination. Here to explain the legal implications is Matt Ressing. He's an assistant professor of business law and ethics at Georgia College. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
I understand there are two parts to this bill. Break them down for me.
That's right. So this is a bill that was originally in two separate bills, but was combined. So the first part of the bill was originally called the Pastor Protection Act, and it provides certain protections for pastors and faith-based organizations. The second part of the bill is a Religious Freedom Restoration Act, very similar to the federal RFRA law that we have. Georgia did not have one, and now it does. And then there really is even a third section to it where it provides exceptions to each of these provisions.
What is the biggest change that this bill would make?
I think the biggest change in existing law is that it specifically says that faith-based organizations and possibly non-faith-based organizations can discriminate in their hiring and who they serve on the basis of their sincerely held religious beliefs.
In your opinion, is this legal?
Really, where I see this bill creating some controversy is that it provides an exception for discrimination. It says, you know, that nothing we say here will allow you to discriminate when that discrimination is prohibited by state or federal law. What it doesn't provide an exception for is local anti-discrimination laws. And we do have some of those in Georgia, particularly with the city of Atlanta.
Is there anything else in here that, you know, that is a head scratcher for you?
There's a few things really in the exceptions. There is an exception for prisons. The real head scratcher to me is all the way at the end. I see this as the Kim Davis clause. We had this big controversy recently in Kentucky where a county clerk, the head county clerk, refused to issue marriage licenses. They're saying, well, you can't refuse to do your official duties, but if you do refuse to do your official duties on the basis of a religious exemption, there's not much we can do to you.
Legally, how do you see this measure playing out if Governor Deal signs it into law, which he has not said either way, we should point out?
Legally speaking, I think if it's passed, it's highly likely that an LGBT rights organization will challenge it. And what people haven't really been talking about as much is the effect it might have on non-LGBT rights cases. The federal RFRA, you know, back in 1993, was not passed in response to gay rights issues. It was, in fact, passed in response to a Supreme Court opinion where they said that two men who were Native Americans, members of the Native American Church, and were using peyote as part of a religious ceremony, they were fired from their job, and then they were denied unemployment benefits. And the Supreme Court said that was okay. Their religious freedom did not allow them to do something that was a violation of federal law. Congress came in and changed that with the RFRA. That's just one of the many ways we might see this RFRA used in ways that were perhaps unintended by this legislature.
Matt Ressing, thank you for joining me.
It's my pleasure.
That's Matt Ressing, assistant professor of business law and ethics at Georgia College. Georgia Governor Nathan Deal has until May 3rd to sign or to veto the measure.